Hello, Utah, and welcome to the Strategic Retirement Radio Show.
This is Ryan Craner, and we are Strategic Planning Group, coming to you from historic Main Street in Bountiful. This show helps you navigate the minefield of investment and retirement planning. We have a simple, straightforward, liquid, and efficient approach to investment management. We focus on what the common person can do now to have an uncommon lifestyle in retirement. Let me ask you, are you tired of the same old sales pitches coming from financial advisors? How many times have you heard about magical tax-free, risk-free investments and Social Security secrets? These sales pitches fall way short of addressing what people really need in retirement planning. At Strategic Planning Group, the goal is to gather all the necessary professionals around the same table to develop a complete blueprint for your retirement and financial strategy. This includes investment management, estate, legal, and tax strategies, all combined to help you achieve your ideal lifestyle during retirement. Most of the clients I have worked for, and many of you listening out there, have a pension. We regularly advise clients on their pension options with companies like big steel companies, oil refineries, telecommunication companies, healthcare networks in the Intermountain area, and defense contractors. Here's the thing, they don't teach a course on how to maximize your benefits and tailor your pension options to your unique situation. Most people really don't understand the long-term ramifications of selecting one pension option over another. Now remember, these pension options are irrevocable choices that you make, and once you've made them, with few exceptions, they can never be changed. This is not the time to just do whatever your coworker did or to do what a salesperson has told you to do. This is a time for you to fully understand exactly which options are best for you. So I've got Tom Craner here with us. Tom, give us the lay of the land on pension options here for a minute.
Sure, Ryan. So the basic pension options that people usually have are single life income, the highest income option, joint and survivor income. This is where you take a lower income that is shared with your spouse after you pass away. And then, of course, many of you have lump sum options or partial lump sum options, sometimes abbreviated as PLSOs. These are where you partly or entirely give up your right to monthly pension income in exchange for a lump sum of money. Sometimes we see employers offer early out deals. This is where the company sweetens the deal by offering some severance or enhanced pension amounts, et cetera, requiring a decision within a very short period of time where the employee will need to decide to retire now and take the offer or just simply retire later, leaving the offer on the table. Sometimes this causes urgency where people feel that they have to make decisions quickly. Of course, as we all know, rushing decisions like this can potentially cause big mistakes to be made. What anybody should do in this scenario is make sure they are receiving personalized advice from a qualified professional who has properly analyzed their unique situation. This, of course, describes what we do here at Strategic Planning Group.
That's good, Tom. That's right. So a good question that people should be asking themselves about their pension options is how many times have you retired and made irrevocable decisions on your pension options? Well, of course, for most people, it's either never or maybe one time before. Now, obviously, we've advised clients through the years and we have assisted clients in selecting the appropriate pension option for their specific scenario, and we've done this hundreds of times. So if you have a big decision like this to make, you should take advantage of our second opinion service, what we call our SOS. Strategic Planning Group offers a straightforward, concise, line item analysis on decisions like this. This is a one-time complimentary analysis. Go to strategicutah.com or call 801-627-2200 and get your SOS request in for your pension options. So, you know, this is interesting, Tom. I've been doing this for many years, and some behaviors that I often see is that somebody will make an appointment with me, and we sit down together, and they begin to tell me that they have a pension decision to make. This is a new client coming in for the first time, and they might start off by saying, you know, I've worked for 42 years for this company, and now I'm retiring, and I'm really just not sure which pension option I should select, and how do I do this? And then certainly I'll ask, well, when are you retiring? And they'll look at their watch and say something like, well, tomorrow morning. next week.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's amazing the human nature propensity to put off big decisions like this.
Yeah, I've seen that happen too. It's human nature. I mean, you know, procrastination is pretty normal, even on tangible things like, I don't know, mowing the lawn or doing the dishes, but especially on complex and big decisions. People tend to put them off until sometimes literally the last minute. Obviously, it would be better to have more time to prepare and analyze when making a permanent lifelong decision like this, but here's the good thing. As long as they get into us, even if it's the last minute, they're here. They're getting professional analysis and qualified advice. So if you've been delaying on properly analyzing your pension, don't wait. Get in to see us. And like Ryan said, go to strategicutah.com and contact us about your second opinion service.
That's a good point, Tom. So speaking of procrastination and human nature, I'm kind of changing the topic here. Another area where I see people sort of freeze up and not make a decision is where they may have had some kind of cash windfall, the sale of a property, an inheritance, and they're sitting on a bunch of cash. You know, I had one case not long ago where the client had been sitting on $1.5 million in cash, earning almost 0% interest in the credit union. Now, here's the surprising part. I asked how long it had been there. The client sheepishly admitted to me that it had been sitting there earning almost nothing since 2008.
Oh, no.
Yeah. With all the drama and the fear of the 2008 crash and recession, they just never dared invest it. And the years went by. So here we are, 12 years later, and they're finally diversifying and finally making use of this important asset.
Yeah, Ryan, you know, that's the point. They're finally getting it done. It's better late than never, truly. Many of you out there listening may have this very thing eating at you, where you know you have an underperforming asset and you just haven't addressed it.
Yeah, so, you know, it is really common behavior, and it's a psychology where fear and uncertainty push off the decision to act. It could be just economic news or political news, a job loss, or any kind of uncertainty, and it's easier just to do nothing until things get better.
Yeah, things get better, quote unquote. Yeah, right. I've seen this over and over again, but you know what really helps? Simply rolling up your sleeves and getting to work. We all know this. Once people start taking advice, doing their planning, and addressing long overdue big financial decisions, they feel so much better. It's amazing. I actually see people get a spring in their step and a spark in their eye. It can be a major sense of accomplishment. You know, I have a comparison. I remember one summer looking out my back window of my house into my backyard, and man, it was overrun with weeds. I would sit there and dread all the weeding and the work that had to be done out there, and day after day, week after week, I would just look at it as it grew, you know. And finally, one day, you know, something struck me, and I got the gloves, I got the wheelbarrow, I got the tools, and I just tore into it. And I felt amazing. Literally, within the first 5 minutes, I felt so much better. I could see that within only a few hours, I would have it completely done. It was not near as bad as I had imagined it would be while I looked through my window for all those weeks. But, you know, the point is that let's get your gloves, let's get your wheelbarrow, let's get your tools, and let's get to work on your weeds, your unaddressed financial concerns.
That's a really great comparison, Tom. Get off dead center. It just makes people feel so much better. So if you are sitting in cash in the bank because you didn't know what else to do with it, or you're waiting for, quote, the right time to buy, go to strategicutah.com or call us at 801-627-2200. You're listening to Strategic Retirement Radio, brought to you by Strategic Planning Group, located on historic Main Street in Bountiful, Utah. You know, if we look at the last few years, especially 2020, society has taken several hits to a healthy sense of well-being. There's been a lot of fear, threats, and dire predictions. And of course, I'm talking about enduring the COVID-19 pandemic. For the first time in over a century, we have had a real epidemic take place that has created real medical and economic damage. We all remember hearing the dire predictions over the last couple of decades about Ebola, swine flu, Zika, bird flu, SARS, and others. Thankfully, they just never materialized and created the damage that COVID-19 so tragically has. So I want to talk about how something like this can understandably affect
the mindset and psychology of most people. People are more fearful and sensitive to inaccurate predictions of gloom and doom in this environment. So I've got John Park and Tom Craner with me. Tom and John, as you've met with clients over this past year or so, are you seeing this gloom and doom, apocalyptic thinking and behavior out there?
Yeah, Ryan, we're seeing a lot of that. I mean, in the news, you look around and you see that people are still very stressed about the virus. Here we thought maybe a year ago we'd be dealing with it for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And here we are a year later still reeling from it emotionally and psychologically. It's similar to what happened back in World War II or the Spanish flu before it, or in more recent times, the 2008 crash. It's like a wrecking ball to the sense of security that people had.
Yeah, and you know, on top of that, in this current landscape, there's a lot more media that we can access every day. Every morning we're waking up and the media is telling us how afraid we need to be of the world. And it starts to make people feel very pessimistic. And you know, what one thing that we are seeing out there is that that type of fear-mongering and pessimism can lead people down the road to making really bad investment decisions.
And it really doesn't help when during this environment you have a ramping up of advertisements for safe money investments, gold, fixed annuities, life insurance products. Sell out of the market. Market drops, sell, so it doesn't keep going down, you know? It leads to some really destructive behavior, and then you have all of those advertisements going on, offering a plan, or offering a solution, I should say.
Right. You know, it's human nature. When these gloom and doomers get going, it's human nature. It's this sort of mindset that humans are very susceptible to these kind of predictions or products that solve the end of the world somehow for you. It's very damaging to their mood. It's very damaging financially. And it's plain and simply, it's depressing. And so, you know, our recommendation first is get out of that mindset for your own well-being psychologically. It's boring and depressing.
The fact of the matter is, it's easy to be pessimistic. It's easy to be negative. That's kind of a default setting for a lot of folks. But it takes effort to be optimistic and to be hopeful for the future. That takes planning and effort, whereas, like I said, pessimism is easy. It's almost lazy to be negative.
Right. It's easy to throw up your hands, but it's hard to have a plan. So, you know, some of the things that we're seeing out there are pretty easy to debunk when you really get down to it. If you look at the long-term rate of return for an investment in gold, for over 40 years, it's done 2.5%. roughly. You know, compared to inflation, it doesn't even beat inflation, which is at 3.5% over the same time frame.
Boy, that's true.
Well, it's ironic that those safe money investment strategies in gold or in an annuity, they claim to solve the problem of risk, right? When in reality, they're creating a much bigger problem of inflation risk.
Right. You get that insidious inflation tax that hits us all, and you're not doing enough to beat it. So, you know, a lot of people out there listening might be asking, well, what's the solution to all this?
Well, you know, like we've always taught here as Strategic Planning Group, of course the solution is to have a long-term plan and strategy and stick to it. Have an advisor and make sure your advisor is not one of these gloom and doomers that's constantly fear-mongering and trying to make people worry to buy products.
And more specifically to that plan, it needs to be a written, thought out, previously agreed to strategy. That way you're not just left to your emotions and knee-jerk reactions that make you susceptible to bad behaviors stoked by those fears and concerns, right? Have a written strategy prior to it. You know, I often equate it to waiting to get food storage until there's a famine. You know, pretend that, you know, some natural disaster hits us and everyone rushes to the grocery store and cleans out the shelves. I don't know, maybe they stock up on toilet paper again. And now you go, okay, time to get my food storage going. No, it's too late at that point. You should have done that beforehand. You should have had your strategy laid out before this all took place. And that's what we're talking about. We're just saying have, like Ryan said, a liquid, diversified investment portfolio that is geared for your specific risk tolerances and what your goals are and needs are. And stick to it. I can't say it enough.
I think about this current environment we've had this past year, and it's very, very similar to the 9/11 problem that we had. You know, planes weren't flying. There was fear in the air. The fear of another attack was imminent. It was real scary, and it was very similar mindset. And of course, we got through that by having the strategy, by having the guidance, and with optimism and can-do attitude and forward thinking, rather than this kind of Chicken Little, the sky is falling, and constantly reacting to every news story that's coming out. This is a bad environment. If you're waking up checking the news and you're going to change your strategy based on the news each day, you're already in the wrong mindset already.
Yeah, so there's always a solution to these things. There's always another side. If history's taught us anything, we have an indomitable spirit here in America, and we can get through these things. And having a plan and using common sense and not buying into the fear-mongering is a big part of that.
So if you find yourself being susceptible to all of the fear and panic and pessimism that's out there, if you're listening to these advertisements of safe money and you're thinking to cash out of the markets, to buy gold, to buy an annuity or life insurance, we have a very important service that you need to take advantage of. It's called the Second Opinion Service. That's SOS. Go to our website, strategicutah.com, and complete the SOS form. We'll give you a straightforward side-by-side comparison and analysis of whatever you're considering doing. The other thing you need to look at is called the Strategic Retirement Score. The SRS is a short test and questionnaire where you can score yourself on how complete your financial and retirement planning strategies are. Those are available on strategicutah.com or give us a call at 801-627-2200.
You're listening to Strategic Retirement Radio, brought to you by Strategic Planning Group, located on historic Main Street in Bountiful, Utah. So guess what? It's tax season again. It's time to start looking at your tax reduction options as the dreaded tax filing deadline of April 15th approaches. So I want to talk about some little-known tax strategies. You know, for years, we've grown used to preparing our taxes each year and having these very valuable tax deductions that we've always been able to take. Mortgage interest deduction, charitable contributions, tithing deductions, mileage, and others. Now, for most of us, this has changed. In late 2017, they passed the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which can actually be very beneficial for most of us because it doubles the standard deduction. For a married couple, the standard deduction prior to this tax law change was $12,700. And now for that same married couple, it's $24,800 per year. Now remember, the standard deduction is a deduction you can claim without any documentation or itemizing. In fact, taking the standard deduction disallows you from itemizing deductions. What this means is, for most people, instead of itemizing and taking mortgage interest or tithing deductions or charitable contributions, they now just simply take the standard deduction, which creates a lower tax cost than itemizing. However, for those of you who have reached your RBD, required beginning date, there is an opportunity to receive a tax benefit from your tithing and charitable contributions and still take the very valuable standard deduction. So I have John Park here with us. John, explain this a little. Tell us more about how people can still benefit from their tithing and charitable contributions tax-wise and still take the full standard deduction.
Yeah, well, you know, people miss the tithing and charitable deductions. They've done it for decades, and it kind of feels like they've lost something. Even though the standard deduction is more beneficial than itemizing now, people still want to be rewarded tax-wise for giving to charity, and I think they should. For my clients that have reached their RBD, they're very surprised to learn that there is still a way to benefit tax-wise from their charitable contributions such as tithing, and still take full advantage of the standard deduction. This is called the 408 strategy, and here's what it would look like. Let's say you contribute $10,000 per year in charitable giving or tithing, and you make $100,000 per year gross. So you would take the standard deduction of $24,000 for a married couple, and now your adjusted taxable income is $76,000, right? Well, you can still benefit from and reduce your adjusted gross income by the $10,000 you contributed in tithing or other charitable giving and still have your standard deduction. So your final adjusted gross income would be $66,000 in this example rather than $76,000. That could be an additional tax savings of about $2,700 right there just by using this 408 strategy. So as long as you've reached your RBD and make fairly substantial charitable contributions or tithing payments, this strategy could work great for you.
Yes, and it does work for a lot of people. Now the 408 strategy is complicated and it has to be done right. It's very important to get advice from competent and qualified advisors. Now, if you want to learn more about how to execute the 408 strategy, go to strategicutah.com or call us at 801-627-2200. You can simply make an appointment or just ask us about the 408 strategy. That's strategicutah.com or call 801-627-2200. You know, most of us are pretty tuned in to year-by-year tax reduction strategies. But there is another aspect of taxation that is certainly important, and that is your inheritance or your estate. In other words, how much of your net worth will your kids lose to taxes? So for very large estates, there is an inheritance tax, and for most every estate, there is potentially income tax due on certain assets like IRAs. Now, people like the idea of passing assets to their beneficiaries totally tax-free. So we are going to address how to pass portions of, or maybe even your entire estate, totally tax-free. Now, usually when you hear advisors talking about tax-free estate planning or tax-free inheritance, they are very often insurance agents talking about life insurance products. This is not a life insurance strategy that involves life insurance policies or annuities in any way. This is a lesser known tax strategy called the 1014 strategy. So let's talk about this. Many of you know that you can create tax-free inheritance by converting your traditional IRAs and 401ks to Roth IRAs over a period of years. And that's good. However, the 1014 strategy has nothing to do with IRAs, Roth IRAs, annuities, or life insurance. So what is it? The 1014 strategy is a way to eliminate capital gains tax, income tax, and inheritance tax on certain assets, in addition to Roth IRA strategies. So I have Tom Craner here with us. Tom, give us some details on this tax-free estate planning process, the 1014 strategy.
It's like this. A lot of people will invest money, let's say non-IRA money, from an inheritance or the sale of a property or their savings. So let's say you have $1 million non-IRA dollars. With this type of money, a lot of people get talked into purchasing illiquid insurance annuities because of the tax deferral benefits they provide. In other words, you don't need to pay taxes on the interest or profits each year unless you distribute from the annuity. One problem with annuities, however, is that if you make a withdrawal, it is taxed as ordinary income, which can be much more expensive than capital gains tax. The other problem with annuities is that it can create a tax trap for your beneficiaries because all of the accumulated interest, gains, and profits are taxed as ordinary income to your beneficiaries at your death. And this is not even to mention the illiquid nature and low rate of return problems of these products. The 1014 strategy, however, gives you the ability to defer taxes on gains year by year and completely eliminate the taxes on these gains for your beneficiaries at the time you die.
So Tom, what you're saying is that if you have, let's say, the $1 million and you invest it, and over time you grow it to, say, $2 million, you have never paid taxes on the $1 million profit in this scenario. And now you pass away. You're saying that the $2 million now goes directly to your beneficiaries without income taxes, capital gains taxes, or inheritance tax.
Yes, exactly. And all of this without having to buy a costly, illiquid, commissionable life insurance policy. The 1014 strategy will pass this untaxed profit 100% tax-free to your beneficiaries. If you are in a situation where you have large, non-IRA assets, this strategy could be important for you. Call 801 627-2200 or go to strategicutah.com and request our SOS. That's our Second Opinion Service.
You're listening to Strategic Retirement Radio, brought to you by Strategic Planning Group, located on Historic Main Street in Bountiful, Utah. For answers on how prepared you are for retirement, go to strategicutah.com and take advantage of our Strategic Retirement Score, SRS. The SRS is a short test and questionnaire where you can see your score on how complete your financial and retirement planning is. Also, for a second opinion on any big retirement or investment decision that you're trying to make, take advantage of our Second Opinion Service, SOS. The SOS provides you with a quick and thorough analysis and comparison on any important retirement decision. Whether this is a proposed investment idea you're considering or selecting a pension or Social Security option, we can provide you with a complimentary, detailed, and professional analysis. No strings attached. Just go to strategicutah.com. Thank you for joining us. During this show, we have discussed retirement mistakes, pension decisions, investment principles and strategies, 401k mistakes, and Social Security strategies. We have also addressed the 1014 and 408 strategies to reduce taxes before and after death. We also discussed inheritance and beneficiary designation mistakes. If you missed any of these important discussions, go to strategicutah.com or call 801-627-2200. We'll see you next time on Strategic Retirement Radio, brought to you by Strategic Planning Group.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Strategic Planning Group and staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Strategic Planning Group makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Advisory services offered through Strategic Planning Group, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. SOS and SRS should not be construed as recommendations or advice. Estate plans must be written by a qualified legal professional. Tax advice must be provided by a qualified tax advisor. Legal and tax planning services are provided by attorneys and tax advisors not associated with Strategic Planning Group. Strategic Planning Group is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency.